وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In this program, we look at human right issues from an Islamic perspective. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims in an Islamic state. We mentioned some of these rights previously, and we will continue to look at more of them. One of the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved for non-Muslim in an Islamic country is their right to live among Muslims and have the same social benefits as Muslims do. So, for example, in Islam, or at least let's say in many countries, they take pride in the fact that they have provided care for the citizens, for those who are in need, in terms where we are talking about those who are poor, those who are homeless, those who have special needs. A lot of countries take pride that they have provided many services for their citizens. Now, in Islam as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has initiated social equality, not just for Muslims, but for non-Muslims as well. So sometimes when you have non-Muslims living in an Islamic society, are they included in this Islamic social equality or not? Do they have the same rights or don't they have the same rights? I mean, if a Christian or a Jew or an atheist or what have you lives in an Islamic state and he's poor, should the state provide for him? Should the state care for him or not? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter At-Tawbah, in verse 60, He says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةُ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ. Allah clearly says, As-sadaqat, charities, which are collected by the Muslims, it goes to a number of categories. One, the poor. Two, al-masakeen, which are even worse off than the poor. Amin alayha, those who divide that money. Wal-mu'allafati qulubihim, those who their hearts are, let's say, bought. We have a group of non-believers who live in an Islamic state, but they are supportive of the Muslims. They are joining the Muslims. They're not Muslims themselves, but they are, their hearts are in sync or aligned with the Muslims, those which we call مُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Those مُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ, those non-Muslims, also enjoy the same social rights. In the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you need to give the fuqara and the masakeen, you also need to give to those people. I mean, why do we need to give them and how we give them, how much we give them, that's a discussion for another day. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tried to protect for them their social justice and their social equality, that they should be enjoying these qualities. Not only that, that they need to be given from the Islamic treasury to help them out, but even in terms of jobs, if they want to get a job in an Islamic state, then Islam provides them that right, that same social equality, the same thing that Muslims enjoins, and non-Muslims will also enjoy the same social equalities. Now, before we continue talking about this topic, let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that Islam has provided non-Muslims with their social rights or social equality rights. And Muslims, obviously, being Muslims, they have to abide by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give those non-Muslims their rights. Does that work in non-Muslim countries? In secular countries, for example, does that system still apply to Muslims? To be fair, some yes and a lot don't. For example, in terms of social justice, you see many Muslims who go to other countries as refugees. A lot of times, in a lot of systems, those refugees are not considered to be citizens, so they are deprived of any social welfare. So they don't give them any sort of money, or as we say, from the Islamic treasury. So if there's a poor Muslim or poor family Muslims, they will get nothing from the state. They might get help from other organizations that help the refugees, but from the state itself, they say, sorry, but we can't give you nothing. In order for us to give you, you have to become a citizen. And a citizen could take 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, God knows how many years. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. So there is no social quality for Muslims in non-Islamic states. At the same time, when it comes to Muslims trying to seek social justice or social equality to be equal to the rest, sometimes we see them deprived of that. In many non-Muslim countries, sometimes the name of a person alone deprives him of having a fair, fair rights or fair opportunities in terms of getting a job. So if your name is Muhammad, if your name is Abdullah, if your name is Ali, Abdurrahman, Hussein, it indicates that you're a Muslim. And straight away, such resume will not be looked at because he's a Muslim. It gets thrown out. And obviously, I'm saying not in all places. Many places try to hire Muslims, but many others avoid even looking towards the direction of the Muslims for whatever reasons. So Muslims are not getting the same equal social equality. They're not getting their equal opportunities, just the name itself. So being a Muslim itself, as a faith, it threatens them, and thus the Muslims are outcasted, are not considered, which is totally not fair. In most cases, you see that Muslims don't even have the right to work. For example, non-Muslim women who come to the Islamic world, they come with their own clothes and the way they dress, and they get jobs and they get what have you. But when a Muslim lady with her hijab goes to work or wants to work in the States, a lot of the times she's been told either you take the hijab off or no job at all. And we saw many cases online that happened where Muslim women were given the ultimatum, either lose the hijab or lose the job, which is not very fair in any way, shape, and form. Because you're dealing with a human being, You're not dealing with the ideology itself. The ideology is what the person holds himself for himself. It has nothing to do with you or me. When a person is a Christian or a Jew or an atheist, that is not my problem. This is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can try to help him see the truth. I can talk with him and try to help him out. But at the end of the day, it is his choice, not mine. Having said that, I need to provide for them their rights. Now, I leave it up to here. Inshallah, we'll continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله